Thank you very much, sir. We have a few questions here already. This person says, is it wrong to date someone younger than you as a lady? Is it wrong to date someone younger than you as a lady?
Okay. Usually, age has a part that it plays, but the part that age plays depends. If the age gap is not much, there's nothing wrong. But if the age gap is much, you might need to put some things in consideration. Do you understand what I'm saying now? For instance, if the lady is younger, older than the man, and it's not much, there's no big deal. Like I always say, the lady should just have a special degree in submission. Extra, the submission that a 25-year-old girl will use to marry a 30-year-old, or a 30-year-old lady will use to marry a 32 or 35-year-old guy, or a 40-year-old guy. When a lady has 10 years gap with a man, even when she wants to lose her sense, something will be telling her that they're small. It just comes small and give her small sense. You understand? When it is 1 year gap, she'll be looking at it like this. If there is no gap, you are the same age. If she's born again, she'll be humble. Somebody that is submissive is submissive. Somebody that is not submissive is not submissive. The most important thing to understand here is that if the age gap is much and the lady is like 10 years ahead of you, naturally, when you people begin to age, you may not like the outcome over time because it's too much. But if you are close to yourselves or just 2 years gap, some people even 3 years gap and they are not bothered. I think some people have done as much as 4 years, depending on the stature of the person. But brothers and sisters, when it's getting too much, you need to consider that future. If you embrace it and you are okay with it, it's fine. It's fine. But when it now becomes too much, as it might be very, very bad. And some people do it for different reasons. Like young boys today do it with white ladies to collect their money. Some other people do it with very rich ladies to get their money. If your motive is wrong, you're already wrong. Yes, but if genuinely and sincerely you love that person, you pray about it, you find peace with living with that person, and the age gap is there just a little, you can cope with it. But no, we are not the ones that will tell you the final age. But I think this advice round about might be able to help you. You want to add to it, Pastor? Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. This person says, as a woman, at what point do we draw the line when it comes to being supportive financially in marriage?
Hey, let's all roll, sir.
Okay. At what point do you draw the line when it comes to being supportive?
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Wow. Initially, in my journey as a counselor, I used to counsel many years ago that you put your resources together and all that. So experience taught me that no, it may not always work because you don't know the guy that's involved, you know. So something happened that had to make me to go and correct that. One of my mentees that got married, the husband wanted to use their savings to travel abroad or something. So I had to go and, please, I taught you this, but I didn't give you balance. There is a balance to it. All right? There is a balance to it. The balance is, when you know your spouse, you know the kind of person you are married to, you may not necessarily put your resources together as one. Everybody can have access to their resources, and then you have a contributing percentage that you are giving to the family together. Am I saying something? So it's a decision that you can make. There are different ways you can go about how you run finances. Some people may say, okay, the man takes care of certain things. All right? Like takes care of the house rent, takes care of the school fees, and the woman takes care of the kitchen. You know, you may agree like that. So it depends on what works for you. We cannot really give you a template. So then how far you are husband and wife and you are one. And if you are believers, you know that whatever you have belongs to your husband, whatever your husband has belongs to you. And it actually depends on your maturity. Are you getting what I'm saying? It depends on your maturity. If you are so mature, you know, there shouldn't be any garbage. Do things together and run things together. There shouldn't be any limit to how far you can go. But if you have married somebody who is not as Christian as you, then you may begin to have some challenge. You may want to put certain boundaries.
Okay, let me just add to that. Like Pastor just said, even when you are having separate accounts, I should be able to know what you have and what I have in case anything happens. There are many men that pass on and their wives did not know they are very rich.
Yes.
And the woman, and the man has been just keeping that money. Oh, and since they are keeping separate accounts, then the woman starts suffering after the man passes on. Whereas there's so much money that the man has, and the bank begins to use the money for business.
Yeah.
And for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, they may not even know. They may not even know forever again. Lands that people own that they didn't tell their spouse.
Yeah.
So whatever it is that you have, two have become one. That's how it's supposed to be. Yes. In an ideal marriage, let's put it this way. In an ideal marriage, both of you should be naked and not ashamed. That means I know what you have. I'm not scared because I know the kind of man I married. I can submit to his decisions.
Yeah.
I know the kind of woman I married. She's not a waster. We can agree. But where we now discover that one person has a little bit of greed over certain things, or this other person is a Christian but is not financially Christian, you know, you now begin to adjust. If the person works on himself, fine. But if he's not able to work on himself, and before you know it, you need to manage your space so that you will not go broke.
Yeah.
While you still open up to him with the things you know are needful for you to give, like Pastor said, the percentage. So we still get a percent. But one of the things I always say is it is always bad for you to labor with somebody in life and at the end of the day, one person goes and the money rots to somebody that does not know anybody and the family is suffering. That would be very bad. And so always open up your books to each other once in a while. Oh, I have this account to GT Bank. I think my wife knows every account I have, any bank I have accounted. I don't know her own anyway. I'm not very bothered. For me, she knows. I think she knows all my accounts. I don't think I have any account she doesn't know. But I don't know all her own. The reason I'm not bothered is because by myself, my own reasoning, you understand? Just the way I am. I'm not really bothered about a woman's money. If she has. But you know, there's a level a woman begins to have money, you'll not be bothered. It's just that I know that I think I have more money than her now. So I'm not really bothered. But if she has a money, brothers and sisters, we have to know the money. Oh. We cannot remain the same when there is money. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes, so it always differs at different stages how the thing works. But if Christianity is strong in your marriage, you will not be able to hide so much from yourselves. You understand?
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, how do I deal with a partner who is insecure and exhibits some character traits as a result of childhood issues and never admits that he has unresolved conflict?
Okay, dealing with an insecure partner is a lot. If you're not married yet and it has to be, it's about relationship. Insecurity is a lot. Insecurity is a lot. Insecurity is what leads to people, limiting people in marriage. If they feel insecure, you cannot move up in life. You get married as a kind of person because they're insecure, they buy everything. So you get a better job or a job that gives a prospect to get more money or advance in life, they'll stop you. So an insecure person is a lot. They need to deal with that person. And you may not be the one to help that person. So allow that person. Don't be concerned about that person selfishly because you want to get married to that person. That person needs to work on himself or work on herself. They need God. They need counseling. They need therapy. They need every
help. But what about if they are already married?
But if they're already married, we need to say counselor. There are some things that you cannot just give a fast answer like this. They need help. So it's a process that they have to work through. It's not just something you just answer and say, oh, if you're feeling secure, just declare the word of God over you. If you're feeling secure, do this, do that. You will need to take it because it's a process and there'll be time and there'll be questions to ask. Like this question says now about childhood issues and the person is even feeling that I don't have issues. That's
another problem in itself.
Yeah.
So when the person feels like they don't have issues, that's
it's
a problem.
It's an issue.
Yes. So do they have somebody that they listen to? Report to that person. If there's somebody that they listen to and they respect, discuss that with that person. Maybe that person can open their eyes to their blind spot and they will start working on it. Because sometimes it's a blind spot. People just think that they don't have an issue. Then they don't ask friends for feedback. And all of us generally in life, from time to time, get feedbacks from people. Yeah. What are the things you think I'm a friend? What do you think I should work on? relationship, spiritual, finance, the areas you think I should work. There's a particular girl, her challenge was she likes money, love of money. And it affected decision for marriage for a long time. Because anybody that comes to her feels like, you like money, you like money. And she's not feeling bad about her passion for money. But it's intimidating to certain men who come around her. Because it sounds as if, I can do anything about this money. But she's not seeing it. She feels she will be an asset to a man.
Wow.
But she doesn't know she's going to be a threat to a man. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So you have to check that person who can talk to that person. And through counseling, I think the person will be fine.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mama. This person says, sir, you said a woman should find her purpose in his purpose. What then happens to a woman's dream? Is she supposed to abandon it and support his own only?
No, I think we have not said she should abandon. You know, the way God does it is, if you get married to somebody, you will find your dream in that man's dream. That would be a synergy somehow. We're not saying you can't abandon your dream because of a man. If that person is for you, your dream or your vision will be connected to his. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So you shouldn't feel anyhow about it. In fact, you may find the clarity of your dream or your purpose in his own purpose. It just becomes clearer and clearer to you what God has ordained you for in his own. So it synergizes together like that. So we're not saying you should dump your own. Don't dump your own. That's what makes you valuable in the first place. Men also love people of purpose. People are driven with purpose. I have a sense of purpose. Not somebody who is just there. Do you get?
Yes, sir.
So I think that's just it. Just make sure that you're able to find something in his. Then if a lady has a loud vision, sometimes ladies have loud visions. And some of them, many times ladies who have loud vision don't usually know how to manage home. They pursue the vision at the expense of their home. The priority of God putting you in the life of that man is to help him. Anything you are doing is first of all to help him. He also has a path to help you.
Yeah.
So that you become what God wants you to become. But you must understand that the area where you are called to help him must not suffer. It might be that God wants you to help him so that both of you will partner and raise beautiful and godly children and assist him. And maybe not anything that has to do with his business. Within the whole of his business, you are not just there. But when it comes to home, pash, you are fully on ground. In fact, let me tell you, if you are very observant in relationships and marriage, if you observe a lot, you discover that many of the relationships that really work strong and big time, that really work, women who are submissive to their husband's vision, or women who have a strong vision but understand their number one priority as wives, it will work regardless of how big whatever she's doing. Anytime that thing will not affect the marriage, she's never, never. My husband, my marriage. But some people, she will be begging the husband, please let me pursue it now. Let me pursue it. Even when the husband, and some men will say, go ahead. And as soon as he goes ahead, Nkechi or Ngozi can assist your ministry. You were to help. Since you refused to help,
somebody Ngozi
will now
you.
Help. So, but always know that your position of help, don't lose it. No matter how big what you are pursuing is. If you help him very well and you are submissive, he will be the one pushing all his money, all his influence, his friends. Whenever you are doing something, he will call his friends, you know, like that. When he sees that you also are passionate about him. But when he sees that you are just about yourself and that's your so-called business or your vision or your career, you see.
That was actually what made Vashti to lose her place.
Yeah.
You know, Esther's banquet was made for her by the king,
yes.
Not for her by herself. Do you understand? So Vashti lost her because she just wanted to do my thing. So don't do your thing. That's what Pastor is saying. Don't just be about your thing. Because if you say about my thing, you will lose the home. Somebody is going to assist you, not just in the kitchen, but also in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, I have a girl that we have been dating for 3 years now, but she's far. But now I'm seeing someone else that is close to her, and I'm seeing myself loving both of them. What do I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, distance can be a very big challenge when you are in a relationship with somebody. Distance can be a challenge when you're in a relationship with somebody because usually they say out of sight is out of mind. These days, social media has made it very easy. You can be seeing the person. Those days, it was just phone. An international call then, you just hear the person's voice. You sound far. Then you will now wait. After the, you now hear your own. So a lot of relationships got messed up, you know. But now that the person is far, have you carefully discussed with that person to let it, because you cannot just be loving both of them equally at the same time. Is it that you are loving one genuinely and you are lusting after the other? Yeah. Or you are attracted to the other because of their proximity, closeness? Usually, love and attraction builds love. When you are attracted to a person and you see the person often and you work together or you're in the same office, you read together, you start liking somebody. That's why some people that met their relationship through night reading, I'm sorry for you. I don't know how you want to cope with that kind of marriage. Night reading. Eh? Some of them work anyway, but what I'm trying to say is that those are moments where even if you did not plan to like a person, the weather is already making you like the person. Discussing together is already making you like the person. You know, many things can bring attraction. Maybe the way she talks, the way she, before you know it. Yes. But if you had somebody already before, go and pray and ask God and say, God, I don't want to be confused. I have the Holy Spirit. I cannot be confused. I refuse to be confused. Yes. If your eye is single, your eye is single, the whole body will be full of what? Light. As soon as you start seeing both of them, you will not enjoy the beauty of what God probably has planned for you with that real person. So go and pray first. If what you had with that first person is now fading away and you're not seeing it again, then you allow it to expire. Sincerely, if this is the right person. But if you know that that person, you still have a connection, pray. The Holy Spirit turns your heart towards a particular person more, then you focus on that person. But to say you are loving two people two equal ways, strong, it's usually difficult, although it happens to some people. But I think it's a selfish kind of love too. Because this spirit love we're talking about, if you really want to build it well, it will help you to be focused. Yes. Yes, a virtuous woman who can find. It's hard to find. You are now seeing two. Something that is hard to find, you are seeing two already. It's a serious matter. So just pray and let the Holy Spirit help you to focus on one.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, good day, Papa, Pastor Benga, and Mama. My question is, how do I hear from God as regards my future partner?
I think that's what Pastor was teaching us. So
it's part of the things I was talking about now. I told you intimacy with the Holy Spirit will help you. If you have not been hearing from God before, you will not hear him for marriage. It is the same way you have been hearing from him before that he will still talk to you about marriage. You have never said you heard God before. Now you want to marry, you have started hearing God. Hearer, well done. You know, I don't understand how that will work. That's why I said it is that intimacy that you have built over time, studying and learning scriptures to know the kind of man or the kind of woman. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Then, following guidance and counseling, you'll be able to go the right path. The Bible says, in the midst of much of counsel, there is what? Safety. So, you pray, seek the... In fact, God has to be the center, the wisdom of God. Number one, the Holy Spirit, involve God. In fact, before you start thinking of a partner, start talking to God about it. Before you start thinking you want to marry that, God, at the right time, I don't want to be confused. I want to get clarity concerning my partner. The way you have been leading me in my career, my academics, my business, and other things, Lord, lead me again. That's how you should have been praying. So that when the person comes, it will not be something strange. Like Adam, you'll be able to say, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. I have not really had mistake of people to marry in my life at the same time. There was one person I wanted to marry at that time, and that was the person. And my wife was around that time too, but she was not the person. You just see one person per time. It's hard to be seen. Can you be looking forward and looking back at the same time? As far as I was seeing that girl, she was not a figure in the picture. By the time the relationship with that lady expired, I waited. I was not seeing again. I was blind. And I was praying for God to open my eyes. Then all of a sudden, somehow my eyes opened.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to Jesus. So my eyes opened and I just discovered that, oh, this person has always been around me. But I had a mindset that I was supposed to marry one of the girls that I've been training over the time. And I was going to train all of them at that time. That was the mindset I had. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. But people have bastardized it. I know of a pastor that the wife passed on and he vowed he will never marry any of the ladies in the church. Because by the time the wife passed on, all the ladies in the church wanted to destroy his life. It's a terrible thing. So people have different things, but for that was the understanding I had. So I told myself that and I focused on it. And when it was time, I didn't see I don't know, but maybe I've forgotten whether when I was liking, I was telling you I was seeing another person I really liked, or something like that. Tell the truth, though. Don't lie. I want to be sure because I follow. If I see one, if I want this, what I want, I stay there. So that was it. So I think you should be more decisive with the Holy, just like vision too. When I'm pursuing something, brother, if you want to buy this land, though, devil, come rain, come sign, we'll buy it. And you have to be a decisive person. Don't be tossed to and fro. It's not a good thing. When I left the first person, it took 1 year and 6 months before I opened up to another person. In fact, it was so serious that by the time I had decided for my wife, I said she called me back and said that she's now ready. I said, no, even if it was God, I will not hear again. I don't know. I'm serious about it. That's the kind of person that, you know, we are built differently. So I know my build. I've said that this is it. You have said no. You had a dream. I pack your load from the wardrobe. I don't want the wardrobe again. Let me just go with the new wardrobe. And I move with my life. And I've never regretted the new wardrobe.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Papa. This person says, how can you handle a long-distance relationship?
So good, girl.
I think Pastor Maris has spoken in that light before. So I think that should have...
It's similar.
Yes.
Long-distance relationship, keep in touch with the person over and over. Make sure that people are keeping contact. Don't get too busy that you forget that person. And as soon as you see that your heart is beginning to drift far from that person, open up on time so that you don't keep the person waiting. The lady did not open up to me on time. It was somebody around her that told me that, am I really sure this lady is still interested in me? And then I asked her that she was bold enough to say she doesn't want to marry a pastor again. Whereas somebody has been praying for a pastor all her life. And you see, another person said they don't want to marry a pastor again.
Is that prayer that was working?
Maybe our prayer scattered that one.
Yes.
I can't trust you again. I'm joking.
Is that prayer?
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, sir. This person says, my husband met me as a virgin, and after childbirth, I struggle with sex. I'm not easily moved, even when he touches me. Even when he touches me, how do I tackle it?
All right. I think the person should see us. Should see me particularly.
Yeah.
After this
service. Yes, maybe to talk about it. Because if we're talking about that thing in this place now, some people will not hear the word. 20 days of glory will close. So it's a special discussion. Yes, it's a special discussion.
Thank you very much, sir. This one is for you, Papa. This person says, I was in a relationship before I got devoted in PTCC. Can I still introduce my boyfriend? Because I took a break so that I can introduce you to him to you as my pastor.
Okay, you took a break from the relationship so I can introduce him.
No, no, a break. Probably the person was not around church. And okay. Now the person is back. I want to introduce him to you as...
Now that you've gotten serious with God, if the person was the right choice from the beginning, nothing stops you from introducing the person. Yes, but if you think that the person has not been the right choice all the while, that's when you can now shift. But if you know that the person has been the right choice, our work is not to scatter a relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know that, but you wanted to get focused on God for a while, then now you can bring the person, let's talk to the person and get to know the person. You know, if the person is right, you believe the person is right for you, we'll counsel the person and see. We might be able to help both of you. Yes, I remember when Mr. Harrison and his wife came to church here, the wife was more serious in God than himself at that point. So she brought him to church. And when she brought him to church, we started talking to both of them. In fact, I started talking to him a lot, spent time, he would ask questions and all that. And somehow it eventually worked. They are married with their child today. You know, so the goal is not to scatter it if you are sure that you love this person and this is the kind of person you can live with. Do you understand? Uh-huh. And he was very serious to now serve God by force. So it worked. But if we have to be forcing the person to read devotional, to join morning prayer, to serve, it's a big work. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So that's just it.
Thank you very much.
So you can introduce the person. I'll be waiting. But come with wine. Don't see a man of God empty-handed.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, a good friend of mine asked to go into a relationship with me. I don't think he's the one, and I've told him I'm not interested, but he's relentless. What do I do?
You to be relentless.
Yes, sir.
Don't be under pressure. You don't think he's the one. You understand? But you too, you have problems. You don't think. Not that you are very sure it's not the one. You don't think. So you are still bouncing. But if you are sure that he's not the one, you should be bold enough to tell him, I really enjoy our friendship together, but the truth is that I just don't see us as husband and wife. Let him take his time and be hot. We'll look for, some of my messages are like super glue to mend his heart, and he will be fine. Everybody will be fine. No, anybody that listens to the word of God, you will not suffer if you follow the instructions. Somebody can put you, that does not end your life. Oh. That does not end your life. You are still going to get a... See, you may be good for one person and not good for the other person. Right. Both of you can be very good, but not good for yourselves. So that a person leaves you doesn't mean you're a bad person, actually. Do you understand what I'm saying here right now? So you must have that mindset and stop having a victim mentality that, how can somebody leave me? Look at me, somebody left me. See, as I'm handsome like this now. I'm tall, I have fine.
Hallelujah, body, glory to God.
Somebody left me, sir.
Yes.
I should be traumatized by now. But brothers and sisters, leave me, I leave you. But it was not easy.
I remember when somebody left me for the first time. I cried, I wept. I was crying.
I cried, though. See, I cried. I didn't even know whether it was a Christian song or not a Christian song. I stayed on the bed. I was just singing, "You are not the girl I used to know. You are a shadow." I tell you, I sang it, though. I didn't know the song. I was a child of God. But I just stayed on the bed that day as the tears was coming. I was consoling myself. Yeah. You are a shadow. Heartbreak is not easy.
Some tears are good, though. It's a good tear.
It was a good one now. Yes, it's a good tear.
If not, you would not have met.
And that's the truth now. See, I cried at that time. I felt hurt. At least for that 1 year and 6 months, I was still nursing it. But from time to time, I would reach out to her again. And she would just not respond to my message, nothing much. You know? Praise God.
Your prayer really worked.
She's happy. No, and do.
Okay, for me too, I cried actually too, but I did not have this experience of a long time crying. I think maybe because the reason we broke up was, it's too into my core. You're asking me for sex, and I'm saying no. So my cry was not, it was not a long time cry. It was, if this is for God, then let it be. So maybe my cry might not be the experience, but I needed to share with somebody that feels like, oh, me, I didn't cry so much.
Ah, me, I cry.
I didn't cry so much.
Ah, I sang. Oba tongue kwa la du. Bejamija. God did not bejamija in that matter. There was another Ija in my diri one. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, sir. This person says, my girlfriend is a Muslim. She's the most amazing girl.
Listen to the question.
This is, my girlfriend is a Muslim. She's the most amazing girl I've ever met. She has contributed to my spiritual and mental growth. Can I marry her?
Let me put it this way. I understand what you're saying. But one of the things I can say is that I don't know the dimension of contribution she made to your spiritual well-being. But... you will need to see me. What you think you are spiritual, you are also not very spiritual, actually. You need to grow. The reason you are saying that is because you've not grown. I know you might like her. She might have a very good character. Yeah. Character is not about Christian faith. But the fundamental of why faith is essential is because God wants us to marry within our faith. In other words, what God is telling us is that there is not one person alone in the whole world that you will even marry. You understand what I'm saying now? But amongst those in the faith, there is somebody for you. So you can't say because you like that person, she's the most amazing. You have not come, that young man now, you have not come in the midst of believers too and see beautiful and amazing souls, young ladies that are passionate about God. They are crazy, fireful, destiny driven.
I'm very intelligent.
Yes, very intelligent at the same time. It's your association. That's what has led you to see that person. If you switch association and stay in the community of believers again, you will see that kind of person. I will now have this Christian God life self that will now balance everything for you. Why we do what God has said to do is because we follow the wisdom of God. The wisdom, you know what happened to Solomon? It was the women Solomon married. God told Solomon not to marry strange women. Don't marry any. The women he went to carry from the side, introduced Solomon to his gods, to idols, to, before you know, Solomon started following them. So, before you know it now, the way you love her, if she now tells you that,
please, let's go and shalwala. You shalwala. Let's go and do something. Before you know it, you start following. Before you know it, you have lost your faith for marriage. And your marriage is not as important as your faith in Christ. Your faith is number one. Marriage and other things will follow. So decide to be happy with somebody that is in the faith. The person should not be out of the faith. That's the word of God. And that's the full part of it. Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir. This person says, can we please get tips on how to put down proposal that we are not ready for, or we already know that it won't work out, without hurting the other party?
Go and read my book, Breaking Up Gracefully. Break that relationship. At the back, I wrote this chapter called Breaking Up Gracefully. That there's a way Christians are supposed to break up a relationship where you're not supposed to fight. God doesn't want us to keep malice and fight with one another. But I should be able to pour out my heart sincerely. But whether you like it or not, no matter how sincere you pour your heart, the person will be hurt for a while. It's almost a thing that happens. You understand? But give that person space, because it's for that person's good. Because if you eventually marry that person and you're not giving your best, and you are seeing another person you should have been giving your best, you will ruin relationship with that person. The person might not know that you are doing it for his good, but eventually it's for the person's good. So I think you should just read that book, Break That Relationship, the later part of it, How to Break Up Gracefully. The book will help you.
Let me quickly add to this. If it's a public proposal, that's another thing, because sometimes some of these guys think that they can just do that in public and then make you say yes. The same way it's embarrassing you in public, feel free to turn it down. You don't have to say yes and go to the secret and say no again. If you know that this is not the person, but it's just trying to overshadow you and overhaul you and all of that, feel free to say no.
In a polite manner, even if they have done public proposal.
Yes, even at that. Even if it's in the public, he's asking. I know that. I saw like a video like that on social media at a point. The girl said she met a guy just 3 months. She was having issues in a relationship, but the guy is a friend. And the guy just wanted to just bamboozle her. Came with a new car and a ring and proposed to her in public. And people are saying, say yes, say yes, say yes. She slapped the guy. I don't ask. I'm not asking you to slap the guy, but it's okay to say no. I'm not ready for this, and that's it.
You have to be bold. Anybody that wants to propose to you in the public, I usually tell people here, if you want to propose a person in this church in the public, let's plan it together. Tell me that, sir, I want to propose to this person so day. I will say okay. I will ask you some questions. Have both of you concluded really that you are going to marry yourselves? Yes. Are you on this journey together? It's just that she does not know the day. Say yes. I say okay. But if she has not said it, I say, she's still saying it. She has, you cry. So when we discuss and we know that we have this thing is settled, you can go ahead and propose to her. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, Ma. This person says, in a situation where my wife got a new job in another company, while our boss is her former boyfriend, If I stop her from the job, am I feeling insecure?
Really, I don't think it is insecurity. If you stop her from the job, it's not insecurity, because being a boss, he has every right over her now. He has influence over her now. So there is tendency for closeness. So he can always bring her close and bring her, they work together, give her assignment, and they can go in the same car, do a lot of things together. So it's for safety purpose. It's not as if you don't trust her. The woman should not feel, the husband does not trust her. That's why he's saying, oh, drop this job. No, it is for the safety of the wife and the marriage, to be able to preserve the marriage, to help your marriage by honorably stepping out once you have discovered that, no, this place, my boss is my S. So it's not just right to continue with such a job. The Lord will provide another one for you. So just check out of the place. And this is not insecurity. The man is just trying to protect the marriage and protect also you. There are things you may even feel, you know, the lady may feel, I'm married already. Nothing can happen. I know, I believe in myself. I'm very strong. Hello. You are really very strong. There are things that will break you.
And the guy can be very, also very good. Mm-hmm. I may not even have the plan to do anything.
Sure.
It may be just be harmless, and this relationship grows, and then memories begin to return. Memories come back, and God help you, if you had had anything together in terms of sex or something, my God, it may happen again, even though you are married. Even without him proposing, there are many things he will do that brings back memory and just reconnect.
And it's difficult to forget memory verse. So help yourself.
Yes, sir.
Next question.
Let me also quickly add to this. It's just like when the scripture says that you should not tempt the Lord your God.
Mm.
That's just what the husband is trying to do. It's not because you are not being trusted or you feel that you're going to cheat or not. No, but don't tempt yourself.
Mm.
Don't tempt yourself.
Thank you very much, Ma. Thank you very much, sir. This person says, please, what do I do if his plan seems few years slower than mine?
His plan seems few years slower than yours. If you are very sure it's God's will for you, then you will slow down a little bit and plan along. But if you are very convinced that this, your own plan, is very serious and you want to move on, like I said, nobody should stop you from moving on. Love and relationship is sacrifice. If you are willing to sacrifice, you will wait. But if you think it is not worth the waiting, you can move on and let the person know that I cannot wait. But if you see that this love, you really have it. Love has a part that is sacrifice. But there's a kind of sacrifice somebody is asking you to make that is eternal sacrifice. For instance, he's telling you to wait another 6 years. And you are a lady. Maybe you are already 29. And he wants to wait 6 years. That might be difficult for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? In as much as we are doing it based on the will of God and timing, we are also being conscious so that ladies, a lady doesn't want to lose her prime. Ladies have prime, yeah. Both productive human organs biologically, and also when people talk to you so much about relationship, there's a prime. Sometimes some people have seem like they've crossed their prime. Like I said, God might be protecting them for something and open a season to them. Whereas some other people, their character can block them and deprime them. You know, many things can deprive a lady. Yes, so those things like that. So I think that what you should just do is think of the sacrifice if you are really in love with that person. But if you think it's not worth sacrificing, tell the person boldly that you cannot and move on.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, how do you know when you are kept by God and not your character or like a curse that is keeping you away from men?
Your character, you know your character by yourself now. But if you read that book, you see the character. I stated close to about, I don't know how many, plenty things. Within the whole thing, I stated a lot of things. That book has been written, that's about 3 years self. So there are add up and build ups within and around it. So I think you will know. There are a lot of characters. I talked about friendliness in a different dimension, very deep. I talked about the traits of friendliness, what it means. I talked about spirituality. I talked about how you respond to people, maturity. What does it mean to be mature? There are some people who talk anyhow. They don't know how to sound. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, a lot of things that are stated. I think you will know. Maturity and it's not character is not something you can hide. Then feedback also will tell you whether it's character. Reach out to some people and tell them, you are my friend 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Are there areas of my life you think I should adjust? Do you think that there's something I'm doing that can push a man away from my life? Be sincere. Do you think that there's certain behavior? This thing is, and these are ladies like you too. Then if you have friends that are, I don't want to say guys, get your feedback from ladies. Your friends will tell you the truth. Yes, we'll get it from a guy now. The guy might now eventually be the feedback. You know, so that kind of thing. Yeah. So, another, the spiritual part of it is this. Some people have decided by themselves. They don't have issue, but they've decided by themselves that they're not going to talk about relationships till they are 27. Some girls. It's a decision. Some people, it is character. Some people, it can be a spiritual thing. But if you are praying and you have faith in God and you know the God you serve, you position your character and you are not praying for anything, then you should just believe in your heart that God has answered your prayer, and in due time, he makes all things beautiful in his time. So don't be scared that there is a curse. Don't be scared that something is wrong. Just position yourself with some of the things that we have thought, we are teaching, and the things you'll be reading in all these books. Do you understand what I'm saying now? They will help you.
Thank you very much, Papa. This person says, I'm dating a guy that requests for sex all the time, in which I'm not always happy about, but I give it to him due to the love I have for him. What can be done?
Okay, anything or anybody that you place above the law of God is becoming an idol. If you place somebody above God's law, God's word, that means you will reference the person more than you reference what the word of God says. Yeah. And that's a lot, because that's why I left my relationship. He asked me once, he asked me twice. I usually would say, I did not wait for him to start pressuring me. I just say, God, you know I can't do this. And then one day he says, you know that I love you so much. And because I don't like to be in a relationship and then be sleeping with somebody else, maybe we just have to break up. I didn't say, oh, don't. I was just sad and happy at the same time. That kind of feeling of, oh, the relationship has ended. But it was worth it for me because sexual purity is core to me. It's very core to me. But so what I would say to you is, you have done wrong by doing that already. And when you have sex before marriage, it leads to a lot of things that happen when you get married. My advice to you is this. Ask God to forgive you. You need to come after the relationship, because you cannot stay there and still be sexually pure. It's difficult. You need to come out and get your stamina, make a covenant with God. Pastor Mavis will tell you that he told God that it's leprosy, Abby. Leprosy. Isn't what
colleague,
that if you had sex from marriage, mine was death. So it was a thing of purpose that let's forget about whatever it is you want to ever call. Just take me. So it was something that was guiding us. Like, no, there's something to fulfill with this. It's a lot, because when you do this kind of thing, it just spoils everything for you. Let me share one of the things it does for you. When you get married, you will have trust issues. Because if you cannot discipline yourself now, there's no guarantee that in marriage you will. Because there will be one girl that will offer him for free. And he will not say no. He will accept. It will lead to infidelity in marriage. So what you do is to come out of that relationship. It's not going to be easy. I don't expect it to be easy, but you can see yourself, can be able to help you out. But you need to come out first and allow yourself heal and let God work on you again.
Yes, like what Pastor Gina said, one of the excuses guys usually give is that I don't like to be in a relationship with one person and be seeing another person. Most guys who say that are actually seeing another person. True. He's saying it. That is his defense tool to get you. He's actually seeing another person. Then you most likely will still lose him. Because you have shown that you treasure him more than the word of God. You have shown that you value him and his pleasure and his desire more than the temple of the living God that you are supposed to be. In fact, sincerely, you are putting a serious crack on the foundation of your marriage.
Yeah.
And it will not stand. Many people don't know that what brought cracks in their marital destiny was the mistakes and the things they kept playing around before they got into marriage. And that's why one of the things that can bring a major crack in your marital destiny is sexual immorality that you cherished in your heart. A person who makes mistake and repents has amended a crack. But a person who cherished it and until they enter the marriage, we could not help ourselves, until we enter, it's not a good thing. It can put a crack. Do you understand what I'm saying here right now? Yes. In fact, you're supposed to go and see a man of God. Some will say, I've confessed my sin to God. It's good. But the Bible says, confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. In other words, there are times in sins like this that you need to go and say, I am sorry, I have done this thing. I made a mistake. And we'll pray with you. And you bounce back again. You can say, I can pray by myself. No problem. You can pray by yourself. It's okay. Just a lot of things.
You can't help yourself. You say you want to pray for yourself. You need help yourself. You need serious help. So, and you can't do it all by yourself. You say, I'll pray for yourself. You are just, because you are going to fall again another time. So it's better you see your man of God, see pastor, and let them help you through the situation. God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, what is the right age to date as a teenager?
There is no right age to date as a teenager. Date your book, date your career, date your future, date everything that concerns your future. I know you will give example.
Date Jesus.
Yeah, date Jesus. I know you give example that there's somebody I know that the person started dating at 16 and 17. I want you to understand that there are things we call exemption to the rules. In law, I studied law, and I understand that in law, there's what we call exemption to the rules. Those exemptions, you don't force yourself to be an exemption. An exemption is usually created. But in this kind of case, it's just created.
People who married at age 22, 23, 24, many of them didn't even know they were going to marry that early. They were just moving at a particular pace and saw that it was time. Do you understand? So don't put yourself in that position. As a teenager, sincerely, I would advise. See, your relationship bargaining power usually increases when you have grown to even know who you are and what you really want. Do you really know what you want? Somebody say, I'm 19 and I know what I want. There's nothing. If you think you're 19 and you know what you want, no problem. But I always believe that teenagers should still take time. The journey ahead, take time. Except if you're going to get married, See, if you're going to get married at age 23, to start relationship at 20 or 21 is still okay. I'm not putting an age, but I'm just saying that teenage season is a season of a lot of decisions. Most likely you are still in school. Most likely you are just graduating from school. Go and settle down and get a job. Start building fast your career and watch what will happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's an advice. But if you decide to, you know, Jethro advised Moses, and he said, but if you decide to do otherwise, no problem. But my advice and counsel for you is to ensure that you avoid talks about man and woman things for now and focus on God. Do you understand? Yes. At the end of the day, it will pay when you see that you know what you want and you have decided. I give this story and I'll drop on this one. A lady started a relationship with a particular guy while they were in school. Then this lady came to me and she said, sir, I discovered that when I decided this, we were in school together in this faculty as a student in Lagos State University. So she discovered that she now came to me. I didn't go to her house. She came to me that she thinks that she has made the wrong decision. I said, how? She said, I made the decision when we just came to school. We started getting fun of ourselves. So we started this relationship. But now I'm getting to know better and I'm growing. I think she was in 400 level. And she said she doesn't think she wants to continue again. The guy was not happy with me because he was somebody close to me too. He was a senior, but he was close to me. She was also a senior, but she was my mentee in school. So he felt very bad about it. And I tried to explain to him, but I know he would not understand. In fact, the roommate of the girl started sending my messages to the guy to see what I was saying, as if I was canceling the girl, because I was telling the girl, since you are not sure, break up. That is the best thing that can happen to you. So when he saw that the guy really got pissed off, but I know that if that guy follows the path and marries the right person, today he will be happy too, as I believe this lady is also happy in her own marriage, because she's already married now. So I was able to say, see, you didn't know what you wanted. That was why. And you should be free to move out. You will break somebody's heart. So for many teenagers, in order not to break anybody's heart, leave that. I don't know what you are calling dating itself is a big problem already. Dating for the people of the world now is opportunity to somebody to touch you and kiss you and you'll be holding yourself and hugging yourself. That's what you are calling dating. Dating. It doesn't stop all those things. What you should do is, I pray, I seek the face of God. I know that God is leading me to this person as a man. Then you walk up to the lady prays and sees that thing is not dating again. It has entered. The day I spoke to my wife, I wanted to marry her. I did not date her. I told her I wanted to marry her. After 1 year and 6 months of considering her after the outbreak, consider, check, want to be sure, you know, tremendous. I'm not sure. I didn't come and say, we are now dating. No, go see Kokota and date. The day I told her, that was where I say my courtship has what?
Started.
As I made it known to you, my courtship has started. And I was not willing to change my mind, except you change your mind. Or the Holy Spirit changed my mind. Because I was very sure of what I'm doing. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So all those dating of, we are doing it. What is dating? Doing to check whether we are compatible. No, I don't need to be in relationship to check. I've been seeing you as a Christian sister in church. We have been department. We are serving together. You are shouting on all the guys in the church. I already know you. I'm watching you. You have music. That is the dating already. All of us are dating ourselves in this church. As we are seeing ourselves, we are already dating ourselves. Already dating. You are seeing the person. If the person is not the right person, leave the person. You just see that you get closer to a particular person, but don't open up to make any commitments to anybody until you are very sure that that's the person you want to marry. Then you make a commitment. So dating doesn't show any commitment. Courtship is a commitment. Dating is not a commitment. Dating is trial and error. And God does not want us to do trial and error. We should be led by the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying here now?
Just a little addition. You see, the level, you know, your age, the level of knowledge that is available to you per time is what determines the quality of decisions you make per time. So you see, as a teenager, what is available to you at that time is small. By the time you move high, you see your decision will change.
Do you understand? It will just naturally change. So it's better to get sufficient knowledge, be well groomed, before you are taking a decision.
And when especially it's marriage, it is one of the most critical decisions you make in your life.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mama. This person says, my husband and I quarrel and fight all the time. I haven't slept in the same room with him for about 3 years now. What can be done?
You are saying you are not married. Close your mouth.
What can be done to fix the marriage? Help, sir.
I think we need to see us and let's talk about it. There are husbands and wives that are having such kind of serious issues. I know of a man who is a marriage counselor and he has not slept with his wife in 7 years. And he's a counselor. He has not slept with his wife. Ideally, for those who are married, if you are having sex less than 2-3 times a week, your romance is weak. Your connection is weak. Yeah. Not when we are fasting, you understand what I'm saying? When you're fasting, it's different. You want to give some space and some gap, But when on a normal day, married couples are supposed to have solid intimacy. There's something about that. Those of us who are single, let's not even talk about that. That person, find a way to reach out to my wife so we'll be able to see. And if you're a male, reach out to me. If you're a female, reach out to me. I don't know how the question went. So we'll reach out and we'll see and talk about it because that marriage needs to be saved.
Yeah.
Because as it is now, that marriage is in coma. Yes, coma. That's comatose already. 3 years, they are not staying in the same room. That means anytime you want to have something with your wife, you have to go and beg. It has to be, it's not a good thing. In fact, chances are that one person probably will be cheating himself.
Definitely.
Don't worry, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it. We need to talk about it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, how can I overcome the fear of marriage caused by the things happening, going on in my family over the years that eventually leads to a divorce a month ago?
Okay, maybe your parents got divorced a month ago. Okay. Sorry about that. But I understand how that could be. Pastor, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody just went through a divorce and you are seeing the same thing in the family. My counsel for you is this. Most of the times, like we said, it is knowledge that these people did not pay attention to.
Yeah.
Some things are not demons. So, and if it's a demon, it's still knowledge you used to knowledge deal with devils. Gap. We need spiritual knowledge to deal with devils. We use information and other knowledge to handle things. So some knowledge are spiritual so that you are empowered to deal with the demons that stop your fathers. And say, you stop them, you will never stop me. And you'll be stubborn about it. You have to be stubborn about it. This is faith, aggressive faith. That's number one. Then number two, you need sufficient knowledge to ask, what are the things you observed in your mom or your dad that you think the error is? Because you are a human being, you can observe. Either your mom talks a lot, and every time your dad is talking, she's always nagging and quarreling. Or maybe your dad is the one that is a big problem, and your mom has tried and cannot cope. Then Satan will bring that kind of man to your life if you're a woman. Because Satan is a Satan of patterns. Mm-hmm. What he did to your mom, he knows that you carry the system of your mom and the similarity between you and her. He will try to bring the same thing. That's why we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. So you will stand in that understanding and say, devil, forget it. I know where they made the mistakes. I'm a better person. Then the fruit of the spirit will now come in. You embrace love, joy, peace, patience. Whatever was deficient in your mom, you load it into yourself. Whatever was deficient in your dad, if you're a man, you load it into yourself. I believe that with that balance, fear is as a result of something you do not know and you are scared. But knowledge breeds confidence. Knowledge breeds confidence. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our world, times. So that's what you need to stabilize your life. And with more prayers and counsel. And don't ever make the decision of marriage. In fact, any of you that know that your family has entered, don't ever make decision by yourself. Step by step, follow up with your pastor. Step by step, follow up. Till the day, it is one day to your marriage. You need total step by step follow up. You say, I have known God, I have known the Holy Spirit by myself. It's good. Nobody says so, but let's just join to help you. It's good. I know you know the Holy Spirit more than your pastor, but let's just do it together. Let's partner. God will help us.
Thank you very much, sir. We're taking the last question for this session. This person says, good day, sir. My boyfriend has beaten me twice now, and I decided to break up with him, but his family kept on begging me. What should I do?
Mama, help us. I will say something.
Please, don't listen. Yes. Take a break first. One of the questions I'll ask is, no matter what, a man should not beat his wife. Now, his relationship. So I usually say, if the guy is, if he's doing body, you know body? Is it like this? As if you're having maybe not an argument, you are just talking and something is not, you're not on the same page and it just does, that's body. You do body for you, like, he has not done it though. If he does like that for you, that means in the marriage, Yamaje, he's giving you, he's showing you signs and symptoms of what's going to happen. Yeah. And you'd be like, ah, what? I said, no. I was like, you know, you just provoked me. When you provoke him, he beats you. When his boss provokes him, he doesn't beat his boss.
Hey.
No, he doesn't. Mm. He doesn't talk back to his employer like that. He doesn't talk back to the lecturer and say, at the lecturer, he said what I didn't like. And I was provoked. He will not hit the lecturer, but it's eating you. Don't listen to that begging. Because when you enter, you may not come out alive. That's the thing. So don't let anybody pressure you with begging. Somebody told me the other day, oh, they are calling me. They say they are begging me that I should preach. I should. Don't listen, please. Because the dangers involved are too much. You may get it. That's domestic violence already in relationship. Without buy price being paid. So you are so free to walk away. A broken relationship is better than a broken marriage. It is way, way better. So please, but also check yourself, because it might really be that you have some character issues. Probably you say something.
Thank you. You talk too much. Talk back.
And then you talk back and all of that. Or you are the type that we owe the person and say, well, family ni. For one small thing, if that's your issue, you need to work on yourself. I'm not saying that that's enough reason to want to beat the person. Yeah. But I'm saying that you may also have an issue. But if that's not the case, don't let anybody use bebe to push you into a marriage that you will not last in. Please.
Let me just add this also. Please, I want to beg you. We want to beg you by the mercies of God. That's a signal of death awaiting you in the future.
It's a red flag.
It's a serious red flag. You know, we had a story of a popular gospel artist in Nigeria that eventually died as a result of domestic violence, and she didn't open up to nobody. So everybody were talking, say, the husband was this, the husband was that. They were saying a lot of things about the husband. But I said something. I said the mistake started from when she made the choice. It was a choice matter, because you will always see the signs. God will be magnanimous enough to you to say a lot of things. All this one has been happening. It's just plain. It doesn't mean it. So, do you know that some ladies like guys beating them?
Oh, they like it.
They feel, that's what makes them feel he loves them.
Error, yeah.
What kind of thing is
what
that?
What did you hear? I said, good girl. If you like any man to beat you, you don't know what life is. You don't value yourself.
Yes, I think it's lack of self-esteem and self-worth. That's what makes some people want to just keep putting themselves on a guy who is beating them.
Yes.
They don't want to get out of it.
Yes.
You just feel, I'm not going to get somebody better. I won't get anybody again. You don't know your worth.
You don't know your worth.
And don't know who you are.
A princess beating like that. No. The worst thing that can happen to you, chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, daughter of Zion. Ha-ha. Only you. If your elder brother beats you like that, you will tell the whole street.
Yes.
Now somebody beats you and you are embracing the beating. It shows that you are manipulated.
You shouldn't even be asking that question that should I listen to them or should I, they are begging you. You should have jackpassings.
Yes, long time ago. Some people will say, and I know of somebody. I always say that the beating move, now the man has changed. I told you, exemption to the rules. That thing, it does not happen. This is one in a million. So you don't know whether you are that one. So just follow the real thing. I carry my bag, I disappear. Because you will always meet somebody. As a child of God, you need to trust God in your life. Oh.
Yeah.
You need to trust God enough that He is conscious about you marrying the right person and He will help you.
Yeah.
Every person I met that had issues with their marriage, they saw it. I met ladies who were crying in front of me. Say, Pastor, Moderio.
Yeah.
A lady told me that she asked the man that if we marry, is it possible for you to live in another place and live in another place? The man said yes. And she said, and I still married him.
Can you imagine?
And in the marriage now, the man lives in another place. He has another wife. She's alone.
carrying the challenge of the whole family alone. It doesn't make sense. Some ladies are just passionate. They like suffering, you know?
Ah!
Long suffering. And if your name is long suffering, I don't know. Yes. No, those are their name is patience and endurance. It's the right part. It's not that wrong part you should follow. Patience is good. Endurance is good. But don't put yourself in this kind of situation and call it patience. This is not patience. This is suffering for nothing.
Yes.
And it can lead to death. There are many ladies who today, they are mentally deranged. It was one time the man slapped her. She can't tell anybody till tomorrow. It was a slap he gave her. Her brain shifted. Came back from to the house and since then she has not gotten herself. But how will she tell anybody? Who will go and explain? Some people have eye issues. Yeah. Their husband slapped their eye. And they just say, no, it was a slight accident.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it was what a marital accident.
So be careful. And now, ladies are killing men too. All these men that are opening your eye like this, that you are going everywhere. Ladies are killing men too.
Yes, so.
If a lady knows that she becomes helpless and you are frustrating her destiny, it's not hard. It's sniper. You drink it and you just go. So, better marry somebody that loves you. Better marry somebody that cares for you. Marry somebody that is taking care of you. Somebody should be pampering you, taking care of you, showing you some sense of love. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Yeah. And some people, they will beat you and they will still pamper you. That one is a narcissist.
I think that's the reason why some ladies don't want to get out of some relationship because of the care they get.
They will still
the come. Money, they yes. get a lot of things. So they don't want to get covetousness. Ojukokoro.
Yeah.
That's what is keeping them in such abusive relationship.
So you need to come out. Amen. Have you been blessed?